You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Microneedles inspired by bee stings may be the key to improving drug absorption and pain reduction. They're creating microneedles.
I mean, it makes sense. Bees have only been doing it for thousands of years.
Right. It's just a matter of...
And we know their stingers work.
Yeah. It gets through it.
Yeah.
It hurts like a bitch for a while there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that got me thinking. So that's an invention that was made from a kind of a cool origin there. But
sure.
Did you guys know that there's a lot more?
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
So today we are covering the 10 coolest accidental inventions.
All right.
Like Viagra.
That is actually on the list. There you go. Okay. I'm actually going to start with that one. That's number 10 on
is
the list.
Is it an accidental invention or an accidental benefit?
For what it's being used for.
One of the most prescribed drugs in the world, Viagra was originally developed to help treat angina, a heart condition.
Wow. I didn't know I had an angina.
Her or an.
A heart condition that constricts the vessels that supply the heart with blood. During drug trials, the pill proved inefficient at preventing anginas. However, it did yield another result, an increased number of erections in male participants.
So it doesn't really work for what it's initially.
Right.
I thought that was a side effect.
So that's an accidental.
The drug still would be used for, but
exactly.
It's not. It's not at all.
Side note, I'm going to sound stupid. What happens when women take Viagra?
I don't know anything.
Well, probably just blood flow.
Right.
Like Chad Johnson, he used to play for the Bengals, right? He would say, I took Viagra before the game, every game.
Gotcha.
Because of the blood flow through my body. It just gets me jacked up.
Gotcha. Okay, I like it.
By the way, I just had to Google, what does the suffix angina mean? Because there's a vagina. Then we have an angina.
And a regina.
It derives from a Latin word I can't pronounce, to strangle.
Oh!
Just keep that in mind.
Because it's constricting of the blood vessels.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's
because I'm like,
strangling.
There's something with vagina.
Super glue shows up on the list of the coolest accidental inventions. It was first encountered many years before its true purpose was determined. Researcher Harry Coover, who worked at Eastman Kodak, first attempted to use the substance to create plastic gun sights during World War II, which became problematic because it stuck to everything. In 1951, Coover experimented with the glue yet again, this time to develop heart-resistant jet airplane canopies. Becoming frustrated yet again... because it stuck to everything. These experiments helped him realize that the glue didn't require any heat or pressure to bond two items together permanently. Thus, super glue was born.
Hmm. All right. Crazy glue.
Crazy glue.
I thought crazy glue was first.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I just remember crazy glue and
the guy with the hat.
Yeah, the little
as far as what was advertised, probably crazy glue.
Yeah. Velcro shows up on the list.
Mm-hmm.
What do dogs have to do with Velcro, you might ask? They're the reason it was invented. After taking his canine companion for a walk in the woods one day, a Swiss electrical engineer noticed that cockle burrs were sticking to his clothing and the dog's fur.
Yep.
Those little burrs that you'll find out there in nature, they were sticking to everything.
Oh, so he just replicated them.
When he returned home, he examined the burrs under a microscope, discovering that they had small hooks that allowed them to easily attach to loops found in fabric and fur. And then in 1955, after experimenting with many different materials, he determined that nylon was the most suitable and Velcro was born. It's actually, hook and loop.
Yeah, basically, it's just hooks and loops.
Is what it's called. Like Velcro is actually a brand, if I'm not mistaken.
Velcro is the brand, right? And hook and loop might be the
plain name.
I'm not sure.
Adhesive or something like that. I don't know. Coolest accidental inventions, Silly Putty shows up on the list.
Wallpaper cleaner.
Like a few other accidental inventions on this list, Silly Putty was created during World War II, Steve. James Wright, an engineer working for the U.S. War Production Board, was attempting to make a cheap alternative for synthetic rubber when he added boric acid to silicone oil, yielding a substance that had more bounce and stretch than rubber. Unfortunately, the government wasn't interested in the material. But a few years later, a businessman noticed how entertaining it was at a party, which prompted him to rename the substance Silly Putty and market it as a children's toy.
Mm-hmm. Do they still sell that?
Yes.
Do kids know what it is?
Yeah.
Sure.
So
it comes in a little egg, right?
Just something that a kid can form. Yeah. It really doesn't have a practical purpose. That's probably why the Army did not buy it. Like, what are we going to do with this, you know? Other than give it to your kids and have them play with it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a rubber alternative, but oh boy.
It is still odd, though. Like, I'm going to build this to help out the Army in wartime. And some guy's like, yeah.
I think it's better.
Silly Putty. Your putty sucks.
This is silly. It sucks.
Give it to the kids. Maybe they'll put it on newspaper.
That's what we used to do. And comic books.
Just rip off the ink.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was the bad one. It sticks to hair.
Do not find yourself there. That is not the...
Or just shave first.
Yeah, there you go.
You got to walk upstairs and get scissors. You need the scissors for it. Don't worry. Don't ask, Bob.
Don't. I'll have them back in a minute.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Play-Doh, a beloved children's toy to this day. Play-Doh was initially invented as a cleaning product. There's your wall cleaner, Steve.
You got it mixed up, man.
Before World War II, most homes were heated using coal, which left layers of soot deposits throughout the house, including wallpaper, which Play-Doh was meant to assist with. But after the war, natural gas became a far more common heat source, leaving Noah and Joseph McVicker in their invention without a customer base. And the company... on the brink of bankruptcy. But in the early 1950s, he discovered that his sister, a school teacher, was giving the material to her students and using as modeling dough. After testing the product in nurseries and schools, they established Rainbow Crafts as the company under which the product would be sold, and it was originally offered only in off-white, but colors were introduced the following year.
Okay.
Off-white.
Yeah.
Off-white. Okay, fine. Popsicles show up on the list of the coolest accidental inventions. Invented by 11-year-old Frank Epperson in 1905, the original popsicle came to be when he forgot a powder flavored soda water mixture on the porch one evening with a stir stick in it. The weather was incredibly cold outside, causing the mixture to freeze onto the stick, but not until 1922 was this treat served to the public. When Epperson brought them to the local fireman's ball, where they had where they were an enormous hit. Realizing the commercial potential of the product, he applied for a frozen confectionery patent in 1924 under the name Epsicle Ice Pop.
Did you ever make your old enough popsicles when you were a kid, like a swimming project?
Ice tray?
Yeah, with little toothpicks. Yeah. You put the cellophane, you put the toothpicks.
I watched a cartoon back in the day. It was called Dexter's Lab, and they had one of those, you know, kind of what we're doing here with the YouTube stream, the little in-between videos that they have there.
Yeah.
And they had the characters, and they taught you how to do that right there. I was like, that's cool. I'm going to do it. It was awesome.
That's what we should do on the stream. They were instructional videos.
They were really tasty. I was like, I used to do it all the time. When I was
any
a kid.
Fruit juice that you want, dude.
Country Time Lemonade.
Yeah.
I had that. I just make.
Yeah. Sponsor. Well, and they used to sell ones like that were just made for it.
Yeah. Well, they had like the actual stick.
Yeah.
In the...
Anesthesia shows up on the list. For those of us with a low pain tolerance, this invention has been quite a saving grace. In the 1800s, Crawford Long, William Morton, Charles Jackson, and Horace Wells all discovered that breathing in ether or nitrous oxide could suppress pain.
Yeah.
By participating...
Hey, man, anyone else not hurt? That's how that happened.
That's exactly right. By participating in laughing parties where these compounds were inhaled for recreation and entertainment, the men learned more about the drug's effect on people's perceptions of pain. Morton and Jackson adopted the use of anesthesia for dental purposes, while Long administered it for a minor surgeries.
Mm-hmm. So it was literally drug addicts serve no purpose. Yeah. Kiss my ass.
They literally like, dude, we should use this on patients. This is great.
Some practical.
That's
got
a wild. Awesome. I feel no pain.
Hey, they were right.
That's right. Yep. All of a sudden, my teeth don't hurt. Hey, doc, get back there, do your thing. Chocolate chip cookies. It's hard to believe these wildly popular cookies could have been an accident, but they were. Ruth Graves Wakefield and her husband Kenneth ran the Toll House Inn Massachusetts, where Ruth prepared all of the food for the inn's guests. She had developed quite a reputation for her cooking, but in 1930, while preparing a batch of chocolate butter dropped dew cookies, Ruth realized that she was out of baker's chocolate. Assessing with what substitute ingredients she had on hand, she chopped up a bar of Nestle's semi-sweet chocolate and tossed the pieces in with the mixture. Expecting the chips would melt into the dough as they cooked, like baker's chocolate would, she was surprised to find that they had instead retained their shape, but were soft and gooey. The success of this treat of these treats had her recipe for chocolate crunch cookies featured in several newspapers and on a Betty Crocker radio program. She later established an agreement with Andrew Nestle of the Nestle Company for a lifetime supply of semi-sweet chocolate in exchange for the recipe being printed on the bar's label.
It's amazing.
That's
a chocolate
the deal she made.
That's it.
Correct. I just want all the chocolate. He's like, cool.
Well, chocolate chip cookies, the batter's good.
Yeah.
But no one ever just makes them plain.
No.
Wait, you know, which would be a great cookie, too. Like, no one just puts nuts in that batter.
Just a biscuit.
Yeah, I've had Reese's Pieces before. Or anything different.
Yeah.
You can just take the batter. There's so many options. Reese's, but they always just cookies. Do mm-hmm. the chocolate chip.
Exactly.
Not that that's bad. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But what would that cookie be called without the chocolate chip?
That's why I just call it a biscuit.
Whatever else you put in it.
You can put Butterfinger in there. You can put anything you want in it.
Butterfinger cookie.
But I'd see what Ted's saying. Like what do
you
call
it? What was the original one? It was the something dew cookie. Like,
what is that bad? Chocolate butter drop dew cookie. So it's just a butter drop dew cookie.
Yeah, right, butter drop dew cookie.
Butter drop dew cookie. And then I'll leave you with this final cool.
That was my nickname in high school.
Butter drop dew. The number one coolest accidental invention. Head chef, I know you know this one.
Babies.
Potato chip.
Oh.
America's beloved snack of choice were originally developed to annoy a dissatisfied diner in 1853. George Crum, a chef at the Moon Lake Lodge in Saratoga Springs, New York, served French fries to the customer who initially complained that they were too thick. He then made a second batch, which was thinner, but still did not appease him. So over the third batch, in an attempt to further irritate the diner, Crum made the fries that were so thin that they could not be eaten with a fork and oversalted them for good measure. Surprisingly, the dude loved them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are fantastic. Nice.
So do I.
Give me 300 of them. This is great.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.